Science communicator and bat expert Dan Riskin is with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So this is exciting. We really get a chance to talk to you about bats, and I know how passionate you are about bats and vampire bats. Now, I've seen Bugs Bunny. I know what vampire bats do. they're basically like Dracula, and they change back and forth into vampires, right?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. It's close to that. So there are three species of bats that do drink blood, and they're called the vampire bats. They live in Central and South America, and they're the only mammals that drink blood. And it's super weird because you have a mammal that's acting like it's an insect. I mean, it's acting like a horsefly. Mm-hmm. And so I studied those for my PhD, and I continue to dabble in sciences. And a friend of mine is a vampire bat expert, and he and I just decided to write a review paper together about all the different things that feed on blood. And we just got it published in the Canadian Journal of Zoology, so we're super excited. But we found that there's actually more than 24 different groups of animals that have evolved the ability to drink blood. I mean, vampire bats are one example, but there's also, you know, leeches, and there's vampire moths. There are moths that drink blood, which is kind of creepy. There are weird snails that drink blood. You've got all kinds of examples, some weird birds that do it. And so we just did a big review of all the things that feed on blood and found that it's actually not that rare to find an animal that feeds on blood.
So how do they evolve to do this?
Yeah, that was the big question, is where did it come from in vampire bats? Because there have been different theories bounced around that maybe they used to feed on fruit, and then they kind of moved from fruit to, they had these sharp teeth for biting a fruit, and so then they switched to biting other animals. But we looked at the evolutionary history of the group and how things are related, and we came to the conclusion that probably it came from an insect-eating ancestor. So probably this is a bat that was feeding on the insects that tend to fly around a wound on an animal, and as they ate those insects, they were close to this other food resource, and then they transition somehow to feeding on the blood that was at these wounds, and then eventually they started making their own wounds. And so now what vampire bats do is they sneak up on a sleeping cow in the rainforest and they bite its toe, and then they drink its blood. And it's really amazing. I mean, blood is a terrible food. It's almost all water, and so the whole time they're feeding, they're just peeing and trying to like get enough protein. It's a really weird way to live. Yeah, it's a weird thing, but they do it, and they're very cool, and I love working with them, and I'm endlessly curious about them. So it was fun to write this.
So now you have to figure out how they got from Central America, the vampire bats, to Transylvania and built the castles.
You know what? I hear you. That is one of the weird things, is that with Transylvania, Eastern Europe, there were no vampire bats. And so when the Dracula myth and all this stuff, when those stories evolved over time, people came to the Central and South America from Europe, and they found out there were bats that feed on blood, and they said, oh, we'll call them vampire bats. And so bats got worked into the myth later. They weren't part of the original myth, and that's just a really neat piece of the whole story.
Have scientists figured out why time flies when you're having fun?
We have a better answer. So what they did is they did this experiment with people where they would play them a sound and say, is that a short sound or a long sound? And they trained them to recognize like a 0.2 second sound versus a 0.4 second sound. And so people were distinguishing these things. And then they played them sounds at different parts of a person's heartbeat cycle. So they had these really sensitive monitors on the subjects. And when they played a sound while the heart was contracting, people said it was shorter than if they played the sound when the heart was relaxed. Within a minute, like just when the person's just sitting there looking at the thing, not even conscious of their heartbeat, if the experimenter is very precise to show the image at the or show an image or play a sound at the exact moment that the heart is contracting, time seems to speed up. And so what they conclude from this is that when you get worked up or excited and your heart is beating faster, it spends more of its time contracting than when you're relaxed. And so that is why overall you get the impression that time is going faster. So that's the conclusion they come to. It's a very interesting mind to heart link that I've never seen before.
Isn't that wild? And can researchers reconstruct what a person is seeing based on their brain scan?
This is a really cool piece of technology. Again, artificial intelligence. But what they did is they took these people that were in another experiment where they had to look at 10,000 different images while their brains were being scanned. Literally 10,000 images. And the computer recorded what the brain scan looked like for each of the images. And what they did then is they took a a new brain scan that the artificial intelligence had never seen, and said, try to guess what the image was that the person saw to create this. And the scientific paper, it's a preprint, but they've got, you know, like pairs of images. Like, here's the real image that was shown to the person, and here's the image that artificial intelligence guessed based on just the brain scan. And it's actually creepily close. And some of them, it's scary. Some of them are way off, but there are quite a few images, like an airplane, where you're like, oh, it's an airplane. It's the same color. It's facing the same direction. The image is cropped in the same place. It's amazing stuff. So we're getting there, but not yet, because they had to train on those four people for 10,000 images before they
right.
could do it.
But it means that maybe one day AI could read our minds.
Yes, or help somebody who can't communicate for themselves. There are all kinds of good applications of this and terrifying ones. Okay. But let's focus on the good, shall we?
Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Dan Riskin, Bell Media Science Communicator, BAT expert.